Warning, the Stone Age Gamer includes a lot of bad language. Cover your mother f***ing ears.
Good evening and welcome to episode 150 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast for the week of May 19th, 2017. It is already a shit show, ladies and gentlemen. It's already a complete shit show. I am Chris Randazzo, and once again, it is trivia time. Tonight's contestants are my weekly co-host, Mr. Dan Ryan.
Good evening.
Former co-host of this very podcast, Tiff Ryan.
Hi.
And the host of the Atari 2600 Game by Game podcast, Bat Enthusiast, Ferg.
Hi.
Aren't you sad you're not Ferg Ryan?
Ferg Ryan. They got married during the break that we didn't have yet. I've got a fat stack of ridiculous trivia questions for our friends here, but before we go any further, here is your weekly reminder that you can email us at mail@geekade.com. Let us know what you think of our show, what topics you would like us to discuss in the future, or just say hello, because we always want to hear from you, the listener. So let's do a quick around the room for our contestants. Let's start with Ferg. Why don't you tell us who you are, Ferg?
I'm Ferg. Hi.
Hi.
Tim, I host the Atari 2600 Game by Game podcast, and I also am co-host on Please Stand By podcast, and co-host on the Atari Visions podcast. Lots of podcasts. Well, three.
And you're like a baker.
And I bake, but I'm off today. That's why I'm here.
Dean had a question.
Dean had a question. He asked me the question last night and stumped me very well. He said... What did he say? I can't remember exactly what the question was, but why isn't cake bread, or what's the difference between cake and bread?
Yeah, do me a favor, ask Ferg if cake is bread.
Yeah, and I was like,
yes,
well,
it's
not,
it's a
cake
version
because...
of bread.
What?
Sorry, I'll stay on it. But yes, it is. It is a version of quick bread.
Yes. But then I was trying to figure out what's the exact difference, and I couldn't... Everything I came up with was not right, so...
Frosting.
I'd say sugar content.
I said frosting too, but I don't know. There's some breads that do have frosting, or yeast breads that have frosting.
And there's also cakes that don't.
Yes.
So yeah, and those
I fail
are shit,
after 35
and we don't
years.
Eat them. Cake without
also,
frosting.
Ugh. The crumb is very different in a cake than it is a bread.
Yes, more dense
than a cake.
Why
are we doing this? Is not what I thought I was going to be quizzed on tonight. I mean, I'll talk about bread. I like bread, but...
1 point for Tiff.
Bread by Bread podcast. I'm your host, Ferg. With me is Tiff.
Oh, my God. That reminds me. I need to keep score, don't I? Shit.
Can we please do a Bread by Bread podcast? That sounds amazing. It's the most
one.
NPR thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
This week, Pumpernickel.
Oh, but like clickbait headlines? Is challah bread killing your children? Find out on the Bread by Bread podcast.
Should you be hollering at challah bread for killing your children?
No.
Don't get me started on Stolen. All the jokes I have to hear for that. Oh, I can say shit, right? That's okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. No, fuck is allowed, shit, totally off limits.
Fuck. All right.
That's right. Keep it clean, Ferg.
Okay.
Come on now.
I will do so.
Okay, actually,
bang.
Hold on. Hold on a moment.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ. Evan is going to be
so mad. This is
starting
off so well.
Never mind. I'm back. All right.
Normally, when people say hold on, they actually don't mean, like, just for a sec.
No, I meant that. I just needed a second.
Literally, right, I only need a second.
Our second contestant is Tiff. Tiff, who are you?
You know, Chris, it's a question I ask myself every day, and I've yet to come with a real concise answer, but I think the best way to say it is I'm a dreamer and a lover and a helper of my fellow man. But also, I used to be on the show, and that was fun, and I'm married to that asshole over there.
That's right.
And speaking of that asshole over there, Dan... Nobody cares.
Dude, I was going to say, do I have to introduce myself on the show that I co-host and we're on episode 150?
Yeah,
I'm Dan. I do stuff. I write about beer.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't really think that through to conclusion.
No, you didn't.
Nope. I put a lot of thought into the questions. Yeah, this is 150.
Wow, congratulations.
Sorry. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, I think congratulations. I mean, I assume it's a good thing.
Yeah, this has been happening for a long time.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a while. All right. So let's get started. Our first round is going to be called Pin the Game on the Robot Master. No. I'm going to say a Robot
Holy
Master.
Shit.
And you are going to tell me what game he's from. They're all going to be mainline. There's no X Games. There's no Battle Network or anything like that. It's just going to be some flavor of Mega Man game.
Great. I'm out.
The good thing is that there's not a whole ton of like original series. There's like 10 or so to choose from. So if you really just got to take a guess, you got to take a guess. So we're going to go ahead and go in the order of Dan, Tiff, and then Ferg. And we're just going to keep that rolling.
Wow. Did you just make us DTF? I mean, I guess I'm in, but again, this is not at all where I thought this was going. I feel like I was not given all of the information.
This is why I married her.
Well, Tiff gets a point for that.
All right, Tiff is at 2 points already.
I rule.
I am actually counting those points, by the way.
I'm going to need them, so thank you.
All right, Dan, Time Man.
Time Man. So okay, let me just get the fucking the rules straight. Like, mm-hmm. I have to say, like, what number it's in or what series it's in.
Just what number? It's all essentially the same series.
Okay, so it's all right. 10.
Incorrect. Mega Man Powered Up.
Oh shit.
That's not a number.
Okay, so that's not a number at all.
That's not a number. Right.
They're not all gonna be numbers. Some of them have titles.
Oh,
Tiff,
boy.
Tomahawk Man.
Oh, what the what? Is that even a thing?
No, he's making it up.
Okay, I'm gonna have to guess because 6.
You're right.
No shit.
Tiff's
I am on
already
fire
at 3
tonight.
Points.
I mean,
we've asked 2 questions and Tiff is at 3 points. Ferg, Ring Man.
Ring Man. Mega Man 2.
Ah, that's Mega Man 4.
Damn it.
Back around to Dan, Heat Man.
Mega Man 2.
Well done. Tiff, Turbo Man.
Ooh.
That is in Jingle All the Way, the seminal Arnold Schwarzenegger classic.
You know what?
Dan loses a point for that.
Fuck, I love that movie. Shut up.
I don't really need your shit here. No, I know this. I know this. I know this. I know this. Give me a second.
Can I give her hints?
7, you're right.
Yay!
Sheesh.
Okay, he plays a lot of Mega Man that I have to watch, so.
Oh, okay.
Ferg, I apologize for this one. Shark Man.
Shark Man. Mega Man 3.
I'm going to give that to you. It's actually the PC version of Mega Man 3, but yes, you totally get that.
That's the only one I played, actually.
Dan, Frost Man.
Fuck. 8? 9?
You're correct.
8?
Eight it
no
is.
No shit.
Wow.
Yeah. You should have let me just keep going. I was going to talk myself out of it.
Tiff, Bomb Man.
What'd you say?
Bomb Man.
Oh. Isn't that the original one?
You're right. It is
Yay!
The first one.
Oh,
Tiff,
fuck.
Kicking
I knew that
ass.
One. Damn it.
Ferg. I do play, apparently, I don't pay attention nearly as much as she does when I play through this bullshit.
Well, we also have the big poster that has them.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
I
that's
guess
a good
that
point.
Doesn't.
It doesn't, well, yeah.
Let's see, Ferg, Sparkman.
Oh, shit.
Hint.
I know I've seen
I
a picture
I think you know
of
this
it.
One.
No, I don't. I've
when,
heard of
when
him.
When in doubt, go with the same answer you've already given, Ferg.
Did I say Mega Man 3?
You did, and it's correct. This is the NES version of Mega Man 3. Point for
thank
Ferg.
You. I was going to say 2.
Back to Pity Dan. Points. Crystal Man.
Is there a Crystal Man? I don't remember Crystal Man.
It's probably a good reason. No, yeah. This is Mega Man 5. Arguably one of the more forgettable Mega Mans.
Apparently.
Tiff.
I don't remember that guy at all.
Yeah, he's kind of dumb. He's got like a big circle crystal in his head. He's slow. I don't know.
What was his weapon?
I think it was a shield. Crystal. I think it was one of the floaty shield things. Or what was it, a crystal shot, maybe? I honestly don't remember.
I don't
Five's
remember it
far
at all.
From my favorite. Anyway, Tiff. Volt Man.
I'm going to have to guess again because I don't know. 4?
Nah, it's Mega Man 1 for PC.
Yeah, I didn't have a computer at the time.
You're probably
why'd they have
off
different mans in the PC?
Because they were developed not by Capcom, and they're like flaming piles of garbage.
Was it High-Tech Expressions, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I, give me a point for that. Come on.
Ferg gets a point.
Shit! I am losing completely, like, beyond my own control here.
All right, last round of questions in this particular round. Dan, Bright Man.
Oh, fuck. You wrote about him. Don't you hate him? He's one of the ones you hate.
Yeah, he's got a big old light bulb on his head.
Big, stupid light bulb. Big, dumb, fucking, 4.
You are right.
Yes.
Nice.
Do-do-do. And let's see here. Tiff. Mm-hmm. Buster Rod G.
What?
What?
Well, he is the 7th in the Buster Rod series of robots after A, B, C, D, E, and F.
Sure.
That smell is Dan talking out of his ass.
What? I can count. I know my alphabet. It's a fucking 7th letter.
Mega Man Fusion Hikirami 7 Ultra Turbo.
So close. It's Mega Man the Wily Wars.
Sure.
Hikirami Turbo 2, actually.
Yeah. So,
right there.
That was the Japanese name. and Ferg, to finish out the round, Pump Man.
Pump Man? 5.
Times 2. It's actually 10.
All
right. Not bad. Not bad for a start. Right now, we have Tiff in the lead at 5 points, and Dan and Ferg tied at second for 3 points apiece.
Yeah.
Huzzah. Right.
This will be the last time I have the lead, so enjoy it now.
I don't know. Keep saying funny shit. Chris will just keep giving you fucking whose line is it anyway points.
It's pretty much how I'm rolling this evening.
798,000 points.
All right, so let's do a couple of just a little filler here. Some random trivia questions for all of you. Let's start with Dan. Dan, how many platforms was the puzzle game Zoop released for?
Way too many.
That is true.
Can I give you a range? I have no idea.
I actually think I know this because while I was researching for my games that I wrote, I came upon this game.
7.
Tiff, can you beat that?
I think it's 3.
Then Dan gets the point because it's actually 8.
Yeah!
Dan was closer, so he gets the point. Logic!
3 countries that it was in.
All right, Tiff.
Zoop was on 7 platforms?
Zoop was on 8 platforms. Super Nintendo, Genesis, Game Boy, Game Gear, MS-DOS, Sega Saturn, Atari Jaguar, and PlayStation.
8 platforms and it sold 4 copies. That's amazing.
And I own 2 of them.
Yeah, I own 1 myself.
We've got... This is the Zoop podcast. This is the Zoop International Fan Club right here. It's made up of the 2 of you. And... You guys didn't, like, what was wrong with the other owner?
He's dead.
He's dead? Oh, okay.
He's dead. He zooped himself to death. Tiff, what is the full name of Sonic's sidekick, Tails?
Oh my god, give me a second, I know this. Miles? Am I on the right track?
You're on the right track.
Okay, Power! Miles Power!
Yeah! Miles Tails per hour.
Thank you for giving me the cartoon questions.
I swear it's completely effing random. Miles per hour. It's so awful.
It's adorable.
I love Tails. I just miles per hour. What a terrible pun. All right, Ferg, what was the first Game & Watch game?
Octopus?
It was Ball.
Oh.
I can't even fake that one.
Followed shortly by Stick and Hoop.
Lesser known sequel, Chain. And the long lost sequel for Sega Genesis, Balls.
Somebody really fell down on the naming department there that day. What's this game about? Oh, it's got a fucking ball in it. There you go. There's ball. Your title. Nobody's going to buy this shit anyway. Ball. It's funny.
All right, this next round is going to be an absolute disaster.
Is this the music round? I'm so excited.
Oh, no. No, no. No, this is even better. This round is called Lost in Translation.
Oh, fuck.
So what I did was I took a bunch of video game titles and I ran them through Google Translate to translate them into German. I don't speak German, and I was able to confirm that none of you do either.
Nine.
Indeed. So what's going to happen here is each game is worth 2 points. Or you can get a 1 point if you can't figure it out, and I'll give you a hint. The hint is going to be what platform it's on.
Okay.
So, let's do this thing.
Okay.
I am going to butcher every single one of these. So, for every single person out there who actually speaks German, I apologize. But not really, because that's half the fun. All right, so, question number one, Dan. Luft sie schlacht. That is, Luft sie schlacht.
Gives me literally nothing to go on. Platform?
Atari 2600.
Oh, Jesus Christ. E.T.
It's Air-Sea Battle.
Oh, sure. Right. Oh, fucking. See, and I was actually, God damn it, because there's a game
called.
I knew
it was Air something.
There's Luftrazers, which is like air fighting, and I. Fuck, whatever.
I tried not to make any of them that were like the German was so far out of bounds that it just wasn't gettable, so.
Okay, well, let me ask you this first. If you told me this game in English right now, would I be able to get what game it is?
Yes.
Okay. Fire away.
All right. F null.
Oh, I know that one.
Say it again.
F null.
I'm going to give you a hint, honey, because I love you. When we watch soccer or football, when they don't have any points, what do they say the score is?
Really?
Yes, it's tied what?
Really?
Yeah.
You know I watch soccer for the boob, right?
Well, sure.
How do you do that?
Carefully, with a very large television. I have no idea what the fuck you're trying to even say to me.
When the score is... Oh, see, because if I say it, it gives it away completely. Chris, am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Okay.
You mean like null? Is that what you're trying to say?
There you go.
I know no games that have the word null in them.
Well, what's null German for?
Zero?
Okay, now put them together.
Null zero?
Nope, no.
Put what together? F-Zero! Oh my god, F-Zero!
There you go.
You were having a Dean moment there.
Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six Vegas.
We almost Rainbow 37 there.
I'm only awarding you 1 point because you got a lot of hints there.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Ferg. Burgerzeit.
Burgerzeit?
Burgerzeit.
I guess it's burger time.
Correct. 2 points for Ferg.
All right, Chris.
I could have gotten that one.
Yeah.
That was the donated charity question.
It Thank really you. Was.
This was harder than you think it was, because I kept doing these things where I'd put in the game title, and then I'd translate it to German, and it'd be the same damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Okay. Next up, Mr. Dan.
Uh-huh.
Raum Eindringling.
Yeah, see, that is nowhere near F null or Burgerzeit.
Yeah, I kind of apologize for this one. This one's kind of tough.
Say it again?
It's Raum Eindringling, I think.
Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda. I'll give you a hint, all right?
Okay.
Dude.
Was not
My
a good
favorite
hint
thing
for me.
About this is that he thinks that was a really good hint.
I know. Chris is sitting here going, "It's so fucking obvious." I went, "Dude." Who didn't fucking get it after the first two dudes?
I did, I think.
You did? Of course you did.
What do you think it is?
Asteroids?
Space Invaders.
Oh, Space Invaders. Space Invaders. I didn't even get to guess. It's Space Invaders.
Point for Dan.
Yeah. I'll take half a point on that one.
They
Give
gave
me half
you better
a point.
Hints than you gave me.
Dude. Jesus Christ.
All right, Tiff.
Yeah?
Skaten Oder Sturben.
See? That's more like it. Now this shit is fair.
Say that one more time, please.
Skaten Oder Sturben.
And I actually think I know this one, too.
This is really embarrassing because I took 2 years German.
Chris?
We never quite covered video games, though.
Hey, Chris, is this an NES game that had a sequel?
Why, yes. Yes, it is.
With a badly mohawked man in the beginning of it?
Why, yes. Yes,
Fuck,
it is.
See? What? Give me these.
A badly mohawked man?
Yeah, you don't. I don't know if you know it.
Is it the A team?
When in doubt, always go with the A team.
I'm tempted to give you a point for that guess, but no, this is Skate or Die.
See, I figured there was a skate in there, but I couldn't think of a game that had skate in it.
With Rodney Dangerfield with a mohawk in the beginning of it for some unknown reason.
Yeah, that was weird, man. Uh-huh. Dude did look like Rodney Dangerfield.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ferg.
Yes.
Spass mit Zahlen.
Spass mit Zahlen?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds delicious.
With something with something.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. With... Shit.
Fun with shit.
I was going to say, fuck with shit. This is Germany we're talking about, so. Oh, boy. Apologies to any of our German international audience, but you fuckers are into weird shit. I'm sorry.
Fuck. Oh, is it fun with numbers?
It is fun with numbers. <Damn it. laughs> 2 points for Ferg.
Ferg is now in the lead.
He's tied with
Are
Tiff.
Are you also keeping score over there?
No. He just keeps getting 2 points, and I know I'm not in the lead.
All right, Dan. Islekung.
Is it hung? I don't know.
Islekung.
Islekung. Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong. 2 points
Yay!
For Dan.
Everybody
is tied at 7 points.
Oh. Son of a bitch.
And this is where my night ends.
Tiff Entenyagd. This doesn't sound anything like its actual name. I'm sorry.
You're kind of a prick sometimes.
Sometimes.
I was going to say, at least she gave me the sometimes.
All right, say it again.
Entenyagd. Or maybe it's Entenhugged. Yeah, I'm going to say Entenhugged.
In that case.
That actually makes it sound a little bit more like the English name, so I'm going with that. Entenhugged.
Kingdom Hearts, Chain of Memories, 358 over 2. Sounds similar.
I'm going to say Super Monkey Ball, Monkey Island. Although those are two entirely different things.
I would play the shit out of that game. No, this is Duck Hunt.
Aww. I like that game.
All right, let's see. That was Tiff. So, Ferg.
Yep.
Let me see if I can figure out how to say this. Like Tathletic.
Athletic World?
Negative. Track and Field.
Oh.
I would have gotten that one.
She did. Right, she came in with a whiteboard and she wrote down track and field. It was amazing. She just ran in here. She was very indignant about it. She was fucking pointing and shit.
I'm just trying to figure out how to say this one.
Mm. Oh, there's more. Good.
You could try saying it in English. I don't know. That's for a laugh. I'll try and give you the German name.
All right. Geheimnis der Affeninsel.
Whoa.
So that it's something of.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'll give you this hint for free. Somebody recently guessed this game and was wrong.
Did I recently guess this game?
Oh man. Motherfucker.
Did I say Legend of Zelda?
God damn it.
Is that your guess?
Should it be my guess? You tell me.
What do you think, Ferg and Tiff? Should that be his guess?
Yes, it should be your guess.
Sure.
Okay.
It's the Secret of Monkey Island.
Yes!
Fuck!
Damn it. That was amazing.
Oh, shit.
Okay, let's see here. That was Dan. All right, Tiff. Strassenkämpfer. Strassenkämpfer.
One more time.
Strassenkämpfer.
Oh, I think I know it.
God damn. I don't know.
Would you like a hint?
Yes.
What's a good hint here?
Don't tell me the platform. That's not going to do anything for me.
It was released on too many platforms.
Zoop!
It took a long time for it to get to 3.
Oh, really? I have no idea.
Would anyone like to try to steal for 1 point?
I'll try.
Ferg?
Street Fighter?
Street Fighter, you're right. How the hell did you get that?
A Strassen, I know that street.
Oh, well, all right then.
You're not allowed to know things ahead of time, Ferg. That's cheating.
That also means I said that right.
I don't know if that's... I could go that far, but...
All right, Ferg. Schlüsselstein Capern.
Is it Frankenstein's monster?
Negative. It's a Keystone
Mickey's
Capers.
Mouse Capers.
Oh,
I swear it is not intentional that you're winding up with the Atari games. Okay, and here we are. Last round for everybody.
Oh, darn.
Dan.
Yeah.
House des Todes.
House of the Dead?
House of the Dead. 2 points for Dan.
Yes! Yes. Son of a bitch bastard.
I could have gotten that one, too.
Tiff.
Yeah.
Doppeldraken.
Double Dragon?
Double Dragon. 2 points for Tiff. And
it was literally like the same thing, just said stupid.
It kind of is, yeah. It's spelled so neat. It's Doppeldrachen. I just liked it too much. All right, Ferg, if you get this one right, you take the lead.
No pressure.
Ausbrechen.
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 It sounds like something I should know what it is, but I don't know.
Wait, can I steal? Dean. Can I yell Dean and steal? Isn't that how we buzz in? Dean!
Yes, Dan?
Outbreak. Breakout. Sorry. It's a breakout?
It is breakout, yes.
Yes!
So Dan,
Outbreak is a way different game.
It is. So Dan gets a point for the steal. Nice. So right now, the scores are very close. We've got Dan at 10, Tiff with 9, Ferg with 8.
Ooh.
Pretty nice game.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on here. Do a couple more random questions. Just kind of keep everyone limber. How we doing? How's everyone doing? We having fun?
Oh, I've been stretching this whole time.
Okay, Dan. Which Street Fighter Alpha game was the first to feature Guile as a playable character?
Two?
Three.
Fuck.
Tiff. What does the code IDDQD do in the original Doom?
Say it again?
What does the code IDDQD do in the original Doom?
Does that give you the big fucking gun?
No, it's God mode.
Balls.
Ferg. What was the princess's name in the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Movie? Daisy.
Correct.
Damn it.
Point for
Samantha Mathis.
Wow.
Am I one of the few people that actually likes that movie?
I knew that. I love that movie.
I love that movie, too.
Good.
I think you're all nuts. That movie is terrible. That is Sharknado levels of awful. It is Piranha 3D without the boobs.
Oh, I love the first Sharknado. It's so fucking stupid. That girl fell out of a helicopter into an open shark. Into a passing open shark. Genius.
Right place, right time. Shark's very lucky.
All right, here comes the real test of technology here. We're going to do the music round, and I use the term music very loosely. What I'm going to do is system startups. So what I have is a list of all system startup sounds, and everybody's going to get their own chance to guess. So we're just going to keep going on the same DTF order. And thank you, Tiff. You earned that point.
You really did. That's...
So I'm just going to play all these, and hopefully everybody can hear them just fine. Mm-hmm. If you want me to repeat them, let me know. I will do so. So, Dan... You're up first.
Okay.
Nope. There we go.
I was going to say, that is the best system startup I've ever heard.
All right, here we go.
Okay. PlayStation.
Is that your answer?
No, PlayStation 2.
There you go. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were done playing. I was waiting for you.
Yes, it's PlayStation 2. All right. Mm-hmm. Tiff.
Mm-hmm.
One more time. Oh, well, the beep at the end tells it. Is it Sega Genesis?
Oh, you were very close. It's the Sega Master System.
Damn it. I was going to say that, too, and I thought it was too obvious.
Ferg, you're up.
Yes. Okay. Game Boy?
Correct.
Yay.
Back to Dan. I love this one.
I know it.
I don't. I just played again because I want to hear it again. I have no idea. Am I going to feel really stupid when you tell me what this is?
I don't know. I don't know how much experience you have with this.
Oh, no, I'm not sure.
I thought it was a Nintendo.
I really have no clue. The MSX?
Negative. Ferg, what's your guess?
Is it Famicom Dix?
Yes. It is the Famicom Dix system. Only released in Japan for obvious reasons. Yes, it is the Famicom Disk System. All right, Tiff.
Okay, I totally know this. This was the beginning of the dance number in Bring It On before they prepare for total domination.
Yes.
Now, if that were a video game system, what would it be?
Play it again. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Dreamcast?
Negative. Any takers? PlayStation. Dan is correct.
You know
that
what?
Was PS1.
Shut up.
But I have to answer questions, honey.
You don't have to answer them when they're not your questions, honey.
Shit.
And am I doing this in the right order? It was Dan, Tiff,
yeah,
Ferg, DTF. Dan, Tiff. All right, Ferg, you're up.
Yes.
This kind of keeps going.
That system took a long time to start up. Holy shit.
Still going.
This is like four minutes long, so.
How long is it?
It's like 4 minutes long, so go ahead, guess whenever you want.
I'm going to guess the Sega Saturn.
Oh, you are so close. That is the Sega CD.
Ah.
All right, back to Dan.
The fuck?
That. God, just. It's the first Xbox?
You're right. It's the first.
Yeah. Wow.
Nice.
That's the douchiest thing I've ever heard.
See, look. Well, no, you're right. It is the douchiest thing, but my Game Crazy store didn't do a lot of business, and I played a lot of KOTOR. So I had to turn that system on quite often.
What a shitty startup sound, huh?
Oh, no, it's so metal. It's so aggro and tough. It's fucking ready to shoot fucking noobs. I don't know. Is that the
gloopy?
It is very gloopy. It's a lot of gloop.
It's the sound that Mountain Dew would make if Mountain Dew was a sound.
That's very true.
If Mountain Dew was a sound. All right.
Show title awarded.
All right. Let's see. That was Dan. So, Tiff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck.
Would you like to hear it again?
Do that again, yes. Oh, my God. That is so familiar. Okay, I had to have owned that system. Let me think of what I've owned. Oh, there was an extra little bit there at the end.
There sure is.
Okay, I'm going to go on a journey with this one. Help me out here. Is it a handheld system?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say that that is Game Boy Advanced.
That was a short fucking journey. Yes, it is the Game Boy Advance.
Yay!
Nice.
All right, Ferg.
Yes. Fuck.
That is my favorite answer to all of these questions. Yeah. It's so funny. Every time.
I've heard that before. What the fuck is it?
Play it one more time.
Okay.
So raindroppy.
Oh, shit balls. What the fuck is it? It's not the Wii. It's not... what's been... You already said PlayStation. You already said... Did we say Xbox already? I think we did.
PlayStation 2, Master System, Game Boy, Famicom Disk System, PlayStation 1, Sega CD, Xbox, Game Boy Advance.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Any takers?
Is it Dreamcast?
It is the Dreamcast.
Oh,
Tiff is correct.
Fucking goddamn it.
It was so dreamy.
Yeah, it was.
It's thinking. All right, back to you, Dan.
All right.
Ooh, that was tough.
Is that the Jaguar? I hope it's not. Like, I hope that's just a completely different system that went with a fucking... Tiger or Jaguar growling.
I'm sorry, you're right, but I have to play the rest of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, please do.
I love the orchestra hit at the end.
It's out of a tune with the rest of the freaking music too. It's gorgeous.
It's so
yes,
awesome.
That is the Atari Jaguar. Point to Dan. Oh. Well done.
Man.
Oh, Tiff, I heartily apologize for this one.
Oh,
God damn it.
I mean, you might get it. I just apologize that you have to listen to it.
Oh, no.
What just happened to me?
That's not a pro. You were transported to the 90s.
Do it again. I liked it there.
Man, there is certainly nothing Japanese about that system startup. That is,
that is
not.
That is very true. Not an ounce of Japanese there.
No.
Is this a home console?
This is indeed a home console, if you want to call it that.
Oh, good.
One might say there was multimedia involved.
See, like, you think that's a hint, but it's so not. I have no idea, and I'm probably not even going to know after you tell me what it is.
Any takers?
3DO?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's actually the CDI.
Oh, CDI.
Sure.
That is the gorgeous startup screen.
It is so much of an American company being like, I don't know, throw something Japanese at the beginning of it. Fuck it. Let's make something that sounds kind of like an anime show. Fuck, we're terrible people.
You're the one doing all the talking.
Yeah. No. Don't fucking put the rest of us in that.
I speak for us.
Don't.
Okay, Ferg.
Come on, GameCube. Shit. Can you do that one again?
Yes. Boy, there is a real unintentional theme going on with your choices here.
I have never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Maybe I have. I don't know. I seed.
Any takers?
No.
Wow.
Got nothing.
That's the startup screen for the Saturn.
Oh, shit.
Nobody played that.
I swear, like, this is complete luck. I didn't realize that I spaced them out that way, but Ferg has gotten Sega CD, Dreamcast, and now Saturn. All right, last All right, one
well,
for everyone.
32X oh, is coming your way, Ferg. Jesus. Don't you even worry about it.
Oh, no.
All right, Dan, here you go.
Nope. Neo Geo Pocket.
You no are idea. Correct.
What? Nice. Get the fuck out of here.
That was bullshit. I am contesting that. I don't know what is going on between the two of you, but I'm here to put a stop to it.
All right, Tiff.
Bite me. Oh, damn it. Do it again.
Hmm.
I know that.
That sounds familiar.
I'm just about positive you do know that, Tiff.
I believe that's the system that we played a lot in Texas. Edmund.
In Texas? What the fuck do we have in... Oh, shit, what was that even called? The 360? Was that one?
Yes, the Xbox okay. 360.
Nice. Is that in the commercials?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did use that sound in the commercials, yeah. Then. All right, and Ferg.
GameCube.
It's not a Sega platform.
Good. Yes! GameCube!
All right, we need a special prosecutor. There's clearly collusion going on.
Get me okay. Jeff Sessions. He's not doing shit right now. Somehow be thinly racist. What the fuck?
All right, score update. We have Dan in the lead with 14 points. Tiff and Ferg tied at second with 11.
Wow.
It is still
this
a close
is going
game.
On way longer than it ever has before. I'm really nervous.
All right, we are on to the last round, but first we're going to do some little one-off questions here. Dan, what was Sonya's fatality in the first Mortal Kombat?
The kiss of death?
You are correct.
Yeah.
All right, danced 15. All right, Tiff. The NES had the Zapper. The Master System had the...
The Zipper.
All right, I'm going to try to talk... I'm going to try to talk you through this one, all right?
I'm assuming it was a light gun of some kind?
It was a light gun, first word. You've got that. Second word, Star Trek.
A light phaser?
Correct! Tiff
Yay!
Gets the point.
Thanks for that.
No problem.
Feel better about the situation.
Ferg, what was the name of Coleco's first game system?
First. Telstar?
Correct.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, that did absolutely nothing to advance the score. All right, for the final round of the evening, we're going to do Back of the Box. This is one of my favorites. This is where everybody gets to tell me three game descriptions. Only one of them is real. I have to guess which one the real one is. And if they manage to stump me, they get a point. If I guess the real game, they don't get a point. So, Dan, you're up first.
Chris. It's time to make America great again. The Trump presidency. A Donald Trump presidential simulation. This game allows players to control Trump as he conducts his day-to-day presidential business. Naturally, that business includes hanging from a helicopter whilst shooting a handgun at ISIS militants building a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border and invading China.
Wow. I mean...
Or...
Obviously, it could be real because of, you know, nothing would placate his ego more. But on the other hand, nobody can control him.
No.
So
he can't be controlled. But would you rather play Trump's Miss Universe pageant? You play as the titular character tasked with putting on the greatest beauty pageant ever. So great. Everybody is saying how great it is. People are telling me it's the greatest ever. Challenges include worming your way into the dressing rooms, grabbing contestants by the, you know, and weeding out the fat girls.
Oh my God.
Or, Chris, would you rather spend your evening, instead of with Breath of the Wild, with Trump Nation? You are a campaign manager for presidential candidate Donald J. Trump. The fate of the nation lies in your hands. Defeat the elite media and the fake news onslaught of your beloved candidate to secure for him a legendary electoral win. Mini games include Sunday morning spin, Russian roulette, which is literally just playing roulette with Vladimir Putin, and dodging foreign dignitaries on the golf course.
Holy fuck.
Oh my God, one of these is real.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. So, I'm going to have to guess that the descriptions themselves are kind of floofinated a tad bit there.
They are right from the back of the box, Chris. These are the Jesus. Hot sellers of the moment.
Of the moment, huh? See, I almost want to go with the beauty pageant one because I feel like that could totally have been a thing that existed on the PC like 15 years ago. But the other two could so very easily have been like some sort of independent game that was just made in the last couple of months. I'm going to go with my gut and go with the beauty pageant one.
Incorrect. The actual game available on Steam for, I believe, $2.99 with over 40,000 downloads is Make America Great Again, the Trump presidency, where you shoot out of a helicopter and build a wall.
I could have sworn it was the third one.
I'm not even going to lie. I ran out of time to do this shit, and Tiff wrote these. So. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm good at this.
All right, Tiff gets the point.
Wait, no, I totally wrote these.
You should have lied, Dan.
I know, I should have. But I'm not a Republican, sir.
You'll never be president with that attitude, Dan.
What are you doing, telling the truth? What the fuck's wrong with you?
This is the first time it struck me when you said Donald J. Trump. All I can think of was that Bugs Bunny cartoon. I am Donald J. Trump. I own a mansion and a yacht. Over and over and over again.
Oh, with his tiny hands.
Tiny. Yeah, that's a fucking real game. That 40,000 people paid $2.99 for.
And for the record, the blurb in that one actually is from the description of the game. Oh like, I God. Just cut and pasted it from Steam.
That is delightful.
Mm-hmm. I love Steam. It is just the wild west of video games. They don't give a shit. They're like, whatever. It's fine. We greenlit that shit. Play it now.
All right, Diff. Tiff, you're up.
All right, hold on. I think I've sneezed. No, I'm all right. Okay, so mine's got a little bit of backstory. We got a theme going tonight, all right? A few years back, Family Funhouse, otherwise known as Denny's Diner. We're all familiar with the great Denny's, right?
Ugh. Great
decided to revamp their image and get in touch with those kiddies. And so they released three games in conjunction with current... video game superstars Atari. to remix some of their classic games into Denny's themed extravaganzas. Okay?
I am wholeheartedly in love with whatever you're about to say.
All right. So we're going to start at the top with number 1. Waffle Command. You are famed
Please
commander.
Let this one be real.
You are famed commander Den E. Zwaffles. And you are the only one that can stop the onslaught of maple syrup missiles threatening to grand slam your world. Number 2. Plate invaders. Aliens are after your breakfast. Use your condiment cannons to blast the creatures out of the sky before they descend upon and devour your moons over Miami. And finally, we have hashtoroids. You're aboard the SS Denny's condiment transport ship, and the mission is clear. Deliver 40 tons of condiments to the fourth planet, Sector 7D.
Oh, God, I want them all to be real. I want them all so badly. Oh, God. I have to go with the waffle command because I love it so much.
I do also love it because it came from my own delicious mind.
Which
the
one's
actual
real?
Game here is Hashtoroids.
Oh, my God. That wasn't even my second choice. And well done, Tiff.
The other two was Centipup, which for some reason had like a dog that poured maple syrup on things and that turned them into eggs. And that doesn't make any sense
weird.
To me.
That's
and then
weird.
The other one was takeout, where the Denny's patrons are prevented from gathering their takeout orders by the giant wall of food. And you have to blast the wall of food down so that the patrons may enjoy their delicious breakfast.
Wow.
Is an actual thing that happened in 2014.
Yep. Can you still play those?
I never even heard of them. Dude, Waffle Command is a way better idea.
Right?
You should have seen me sitting here going through all the classic Atari games trying to pick which ones would work with breakfast foods.
Yes. Wow,
I got
that was
really, really excited when I got home from work and she was like, I have to read you something. It's like, all right, I am stoked. And then she hit me with that. I was like, this is why I married you. You were fucking amazing.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is why I wanted you on for this trivia episode. Because
this is my wheelhouse. I love this game.
You always come up with the best ones of these. All right, Ferg, you're up.
Mine aren't funny at all, apparently. So
I did not understand the nature of this game.
All right, we'll start on the Intellivision, where you drive the streets of Malporto behind the Iron Curtain. Your mission. Steal valuable state secrets from one embassy after another. But be careful, it's dangerous. People here are terrible drivers, and any accident costs you a chance to do your job. Secret police prowl, and they're well armed. You just might have to blow them away with your machine gun. Then we
What's
go to...
What's the game called?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Then on to the ColecoVision, where Shep loves to garden. The only problem he has is the giant mutated aphids that were caused by the nuclear waste dumped next door to Shep's house. The aphids are constantly attacking Shep and eating his plants. Armed with his mighty shovel, help Shep dig, 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 and bury those aphids once and for all. And then on the Sega Master System, you're the leader of the turf terrorists who own the east side of the city. You're headed for a showdown with the Blood Madrigals who want to take over your turf. Both gangs meet in an empty subway car late at night, and chaos ensues. You can punch, kick, stab, or bludgeon your enemies in this exciting challenge. Will you be victorious and live to fight another day, or will you and your gang meet your doom? Doomy.
Oh, shit. That's enough, Ger.
Now I want some taquitos.
Wow, you know what? I was certain that the second one was Mr. Do. But no, I'm going with that one. I think it's the second one. I think the second one's real. And I
Shep
think it's
the
Mr.
Shoveler.
Dude. Shep the Shoveler.
No,
son of a bitch.
It was. It was the first one. Is Safe Cracker by Imagine?
Oh shit! I was gonna say it was the Kung Fu Master System game or something. All right. Damn, all right. Good job.
Thanks.
Points for everybody. No Yay. Points for Chris.
Yay!
Well, you certainly all beat me. All right. Well, we did it. The final scores are in third place, Ferg with 13 points. In Yay. Second place, Tiff with 14 points.
I didn't lose.
And in first place, Dan with 15 points. It was yes. That was a close nice. Game. That was remarkably tough. Congratulations,
that was closer
Dan.
Closer than it's ever been.
It really was. I like winning, though, so yay. Winning is awesome.
Congratulations to Dan for reclaiming victory after your unforgivable loss to Dean last time.
That was it was disgusting.
You lost to Dean last week?
You didn't tell your wife?
Why would I tell her that, Chris?
The shame you have brought upon our household.
That's some shit that, like, I thought we were going to keep to ourselves.
It's on a public podcast.
She yeah. doesn't listen. She's married to me. She doesn't want to hear this bullshit all day.
Oh, goodness.
Well, in my defense, Square Painter lost as well to Dean, so it wasn't just
true.
Me.
That is true.
Man, that's somehow more unforgivable.
Well, well, that was a hoot. Thank you guys very much for doing that again. I had a lot of fun coming up with the German one.
I'll bet.
Honestly, the plan for the German one, I got the idea from a television podcast that Karen listens to, Extra Hot Great, where they did they ran TV shows through Google Translate, but like 10 times, like into all these different languages. And so that's what I started to do, and it just didn't work. Then they kept coming back to English, and it would all be the same thing that they started with. I was like, damn it, this just doesn't work. So then I saw the German ones, and I was like, I can be a ridiculous German speaker, so I'll do that. No, this was a lot of fun coming up with. So thank you guys for joining us. Thank you very much, especially Tiff and Ferg, for coming on and, you know, playing this absolutely stupid game with us.
I loved it. Thanks for having me.
Ditto.
Yeah, I was going to be here anyway, so.
That's true.
Whatever.
Well, speaking of Dan being here, that's our show for tonight. Join us next week when Dan and I will be going over our monthly 10, 20, 30 segment again, talking about games that came out this month 10, 20, and 30 years ago. Once again, you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media that we inhabit. You can like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, and follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade. You can also find us individually on Twitter. I'm at Geekade Chris, that's Geekade KRIS, and Dan is at
Geekade Dan.
And Tiff, are you on the Twitterverse? Would you like people to know that?
I do not twit.
Okay. And Ferg, you're on Twitter, right?
Yes, at 2600 game by game.
Awesome. If you're interested in more information about anything we discussed here tonight, be sure to check out our show notes. And while you're at it, you can also subscribe to this and any of our other wonderful podcasts on iTunes or Stitcher, where if you're super nice, you can leave us a review, because any and all feedback is welcome and appreciated. We'd also like to thank our intrepid editor, Evan, for making this show listenable and putting up with the first, I don't know, 15 minutes of us doing sound tests and whatnot before we recorded. That was a hoot.
Don't tell people we do sound tests. They're not going to understand that at all.
They're going to think so much less of the show.
They're going to be like, this is the best possible version of this. Like, what is even happening?
We'd also like to thank Mark TDK Knight for our show's theme. You can check him out on SoundCloud and Bandcamp, or his website, which we'll have a link to again in the show notes. Always remember to keep your eyes on Geekade.com, where we do our very best to post something new every single day, although we usually fail on Sundays. Ferg, one last shout-out for all of your stuff. Where can people find you on the internets besides Twitter?
2600gamebygamepodcast.blogspot.com. I'm on Facebook and Google+, too.
Awesome. And if you get the chance, track down his Bat Day special. I was freaking rolling the entire time. I just listening to Ferg enthusiastically talk about bats in Atari games. It was just one of the most wonderful experiences. So track that one down. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, because that was just funny stuff. So all right, that's it. On behalf of Dan, Tiff, Ferg, and myself, keep playing games.